This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Video from Guinea-Bissau's capital, Bissau, showed almost empty streets following an apparent coup attempt in the city on Tuesday. Heavy gunfire broke out around Guinea-Bissau's government palace on Tuesday, although its president later posted on social media that calm had returned to the West African country. On his Facebook page, he posted photos of himself sitting in a leather chair with Guinea-Bissau's flag in the background. There was no other immediate government comment on the attack, nor was it clear how the standoff had been resolved. Earlier Tuesday, the state broadcaster had reported that so-called invaders were detaining officials at the building, while witnesses reported prolonged heavy gunfire. The 15-nation West African regional bloc known as ECOWAS, already grappling with three other coups in member states over the last 18 months, called Tuesday's violence a coup attempt and said it was following the situation in Bissau, quote, with great concern. Russian President Vladimir Putin accused the West on Tuesday of ignoring Russia's security concerns and deliberately creating a scenario designed to lure it into war. In his first direct public comments on the Ukraine crisis for nearly 6 weeks, a defiant Putin showed no sign of backing down from security demands that Western countries have called non-starters and a possible excuse to launch an invasion. Russia has massed more than 100,000 troops on the Ukrainian border, and Western countries say they fear Putin may be planning to invade. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization chief said Tuesday that 90 million cases of coronavirus have been reported since the Omicron variant was first identified 10 weeks ago, amounting to more than in all of 2020, the first year of the COVID-19 pandemic. With many countries easing restrictive measures amid public fatigue about them, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus cautioned Omicron should not be underestimated, even though it has shown to bring less severe illness than earlier variants, and cited, quote, a very worrying increase in deaths in most regions of the world. Quote, we are concerned that a narrative has taken hold in some countries that because of vaccines and because of Omicron's high transmissibility and lower severity, preventing transmission is no longer possible and no longer necessary. He told a regular WHO briefing on the pandemic, quote, nothing could be further from the truth, Tedros said. It's premature for any country either to surrender or to declare victory, adding, this virus is dangerous and it continues to evolve before our very eyes. The World Health Organization says four of its six regions worldwide are seeing increasing trends in deaths. Rescuers pulled bodies out from under thick mud on Tuesday after a landslide in Ecuador's capital left at least 22 people dead, with 47 reported injured. On Tuesday morning, firefighters continued searching homes and streets covered by mud and removing bodies buried in the area. Torrential rains Monday night caused a buildup of water in a gorge near a pair of working-class neighborhoods, sending mud and rocks down on houses and causing power outages in the South American country. Social media videos showed a muddy river flowing through neighborhood streets, carrying with trees, vehicles, dumpsters, and even electricity poles as residents yelled for help. At least a dozen historic black college and universities in the United States received bomb threats and put their campuses on lockdown on Tuesday, a day after similar threats forced the cancellation of classes at other schools. The threats against the schools in cities from Baltimore to New Orleans came on the first day of Black History Month in the United States. And the president of Florida's Edward Waters University in Jacksonville said, quote, we don't think it's by coincidence that we receive this particular threat at this particular time. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.